Midday 180 queued up by Edley's Barbecue on 104.5 The Zone. Edley's Barbecue and Midday 180, authentically Nashville. Austin Price, all in Knoxville. Time for the VolQuest Report, VolQuest.com. Austin Price presented by The Holistic Connection, TN.com. Austin, hope you're feeling better. How are you?
Man, I'm feeling so much better, guys, except for the fact that the rain remains.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Same here. The rain does not stop.
Austin, I saw where you had Jay Graham on The Nation. What was it like getting a chance to talk to him, and what do you think about that addition to this staff for Jeremy Pruitt?
Well, I think the addition's great, and you know, for Jay, he was, you know, generous enough to come out and spend the last three segments, which basically 45 minutes of the show with us last night out of the Texas Roadhouse in Turkey Creek. And, you know, he's just a grinder. And really, when you look at, you know, what Jeremy Pruitt likes in a coach, he loves guys that just stay after it. And that's Coach Graham. I mean, you know, it's easy right now. His wife and his kids, they're still in Texas. So it's just him, and he can just kind of pour himself into the job. But, you know, the connections he has in North Carolina, the connections he has in Virginia in recruiting, and then, you know, I think just his approach with kids in general, you know, I think it's a tremendous addition. And, you know, David Johnson, who did a really good job at Tennessee, if you were going to replace him with somebody, I don't know if you could have done any better than Jay.
So how many times over the years, we know at least one where, in what, 2012, where he was the running back coach. How many times over the years has Jay Graham been offered a position to be on staff at Tennessee? I feel like his name pops up a lot.
Well, it actually does. You know, he joined the staff in 12. Butch retained him, but then he wasn't, you know, I think he kind of felt like a fish out of water because Butch had brought in all of his guys with him, and he was kind of that one holdover guy. And so he decided to leave and go to FSU with Coach Randy Sanders, who he was extremely close with. And of course, he ends up working with Jeremy there in 13. He had just worked with DA and Jim Chaney here in 12. I had worked with Fitzgerald at South Carolina. I had worked with Jimmy Brumbaugh at UT Chattanooga way back in the day. They shared an office together. So there's a lot of familiarity there. He and Jeremy actually talked a little bit a year ago, but you're right. The name, I think the name just pops up a lot. You know, a linebacker's job comes open. Tennessee fans naturally clamor for Al Wilson to coach the linebackers, bring Del Jones home. So anytime a running back job comes open, the natural reaction is bring Jay Graham home. Or bring this year, you saw some of it from Montario Hardesty now that he's into coaching. So I just think it's natural for fans to bring their names up because they love their former Vols, and Jay's obviously a beloved one.
Austin, I specifically remember we had you on a month and a half ago maybe, and you made the mention that Jay Graham, although at Texas A&M, would come back even if the number wasn't exactly what he was making at his current job. Was that the case?
That's right. He is actually making exactly what he made at Texas A&M. So 575 is that number. And so, I don't believe it was a long negotiation. I think it was a fairly quick negotiation. Coach Pruitt came with a solid number, and it was a quick acceptance. But, you know, the next day, Jay was on the plane headed for Knoxville.
So when you look at five guys going to the combine, and we're headed up to Indianapolis for the NFL combine, five Tennessee players up there announced a little bit earlier. Daryl Taylor recently had surgery, so he's not going to be working out at the combine. But this is certainly an improvement for this program to have those guys up there getting ready to be drafted. When you look at the five players, what is the best testament Jeremy Pruitt can show a recruit to say, if you come and play for me, this is the level of development you're going to receive? Is there one guy he can point to of those five and say, this is what we want in a player in our program? This is how we'll develop you to get you to the next level.
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of those different guys. You know, Juwan's obviously the story, well chronicled, you know, how Jeremy handled him and how he responded. I go to the one guy that should be there that's not, and that's Nigel Warrior. I don't think there's a better example of, you know, coaches developing in a kid than what Derek Ansley and Jeremy Pruitt got out of Nigel Warrior this past year. Everybody, you know, has, I won't say left for dead, but most people would, you know, just kind of, he's Dale Carter's kid, but, you know, the apple fell far from the tree and yada, yada, yada. I heard all that stuff. And he was all conference. I don't know how he didn't get invited to the combine, but blows my mind. Nigel, I think, again, a smart kid who really bought in this past year and developed nicely, and I thought had a phenomenal senior year. And I think a big credit goes to Derek Ansley and Jeremy Pruitt. So I think the best example is not in those five. You know, you could say Daniel Batuli. You could say Daryl Taylor. But I think it's Nigel Warrior who's not even at the combine.
So Tennessee basketball, with everything that's happened this year, with all the struggles and everything else, the last two weekends, Austin, if they close the deal at South Carolina the way they should have, up six with under 4 minutes left, they're up 17 with 14 minutes left at Auburn. If they hold on and win that game, if you give them those two wins on the road, they're a tournament team right now is what we're talking about at 17-10. Instead, they're 15-12, and suddenly they're a team that mentally cannot get over the hump late in games. What do you make of that collapse at Auburn? And I guess the one positive coming out of that game was finally Jordan Bowden had a huge offensive performance.
I think they are kind of just who they are. I mean, they're a 500 team in the league. They're going to have nights where they flash, and then those are going to be the nights they win. They're going to have nights where they kind of go into this mid-game lull, and those will be the games they lose. I mean, this is the team that Saturday did not have John Fulkerson for the last 17 minutes of the first half, did not have Santiago Viscovi for a good chunk of the second half after he picked up the fourth foul. And, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a basketball team that if Santiago Viscovi did roll in right after Christmas, they're probably 3-11 in league play, Chad. I mean, they can't get it up the floor without this kid. I mean, I just, in my mind, you know, they are who they are. And, like, it's not to say that, you know, sure they could have, you know, held on in South Carolina and beat Auburn. But, you know, to me, they aren't where they're supposed to be. You know, they're a team that lost four guys that either are on two-way contracts or are on NBA rosters from 1 year ago. They lost their senior point guard, Lamonte Turner, before the season really ever kind of got any kind of footing to it. Jordan Bowden has went through this incredible slump this year. They kind of are who they are. And so, in my mind, if Tennessee can just find a way to be who they are, and they've been all year, and go 2-2 in these next four.
Austin Price.
9-9 in league play.
Sorry, you paused. Go ahead, Austin. Finish.
Go 9-9 in league play, and then just get to the NIT. Because the way I look at the NIT is the way I look at bowl practice. It's really good for those kids that need the extra experience. So, for the Jalen Johnsons and for, you know, the young freshmen like Gaines and Pember, for Viscovi, who continues to need more and more playing time. Pete Pons and John Fulkerson, for that matter. Use it as a springboard for next year. So to me, Tennessee's got to find a way to do what they've done all year, which is win one, lose one, win one, lose one. Go 2-2 in the next four. Get to the NIT. If they can get postseason play, I think it is a huge, huge help going into that big, a lot of expectations surrounding the 2020-2021 year.
The Holistic Connection, TN.com, the website. They present Austin Price twice a week with us from VolQuest.com. Austin, thank you as always. Enjoy the week and get through the rain.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.